My dear faithful in Christ Jesus, based upon today's liturgy of the word, I have chosen the theme, the effectiveness of God's word in our lives. Our relationship with God depends on the effectiveness of God's word in our lives. No one has seen Jesus Christ physically, but we relate with Him every day through His words and through the breaking of the bread at the Holy Mass. The Word of God is like a flower. Its beauty depends so much on how fertile the land it was planted is, how often we water the soil, and our ability to prune them at the right time. In the first reading, Isaiah has his focus on nature, on the rain and snow that falls on the earth and soaks it and fulfills its purpose of making the earth fertile and capable of bearing fruit. The earth may have seeds, but if there is no water, it cannot bear fruit. By falling to the earth, the rain has fulfilled its purpose, prepared the earth and the seed to blossom forth. Similarly, God's word goes forth from God and has the potential of giving and sharing life. God's word had the power to transform and change our lives. Without the word, our lives are barren and sterile. But if we accept the word and are open to it, it will accomplish the purpose for which it was sent. The second reading, taken from St. Paul's letter to the Romans, Paul compares our present sufferings with our future glory and determines that the glory far outweighs the suffering. Paul personifies creation and pictures it as waiting with excitement and longing for the revealing of the children of God. That is, the Holy Spirit frees us from the slavery of sin. He enables you and me and all creation to share the glorious freedom of the children of God. In today's Gospel, Jesus speaks of many things in parables. One of his parables spoke of the sower who went out to sow seeds. It appears to be a simple parable, full of meaning, which can be applied to our lives. There is an abundance of seed sown which falls on different types of soil. Some seeds fall on the path and are eaten up. Others fall on rocky soil and their growth is stiff and choked. Their growth is hampered because they had no depth and withered away. But there are some seeds that fall on good soil and bring forth grain, some hundredfold, some 60, some 30. Jesus adds, "Let anyone who has ears listen." When asked by his disciples, Jesus reveals the deeper meaning of the parable. When we meditate on his word, the deeper truth and insights reveal themselves to us. Often, We claim all credit for the effort we have put in, forgetting that without the seed, our efforts would be in vain. We know many of times in our lives, we take credit on ourselves. I became rich. I bought these things, so many things, just because of my own hard work. What if God has not planted you here on the earth? The seed may look small, and our effort might look huge, but without the seed of God's blessing and power, we strive in vain. On the other hand, without our effort, God will not do anything in our lives. He needs our cooperation and sustained efforts to produce fruit in plenty. My dear faithful in Christ Jesus, the Word of God is of great benefit to us. It heals us, comforts us, guides us, moderates our lives, gives us peace and serenity to our soul. God remains a merciful God who do not judge us but love us. He desires a continuous relationship with us. He continues to invite us with love so that we can embrace Him, and He will make us bear good fruits in abundance. As we have gathered here today, because of the love we have for God, may He shower more love, healing, blessings, and peace in our lives. We all love to have fruitful lives. It is not everyone who says to me, "Lord, Lord," will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven, Jesus says to us. Let us help the Word of God to thrive and flourish, grow and spread. Let us nurture them and allow them to grow within us. Let us this week make a conscious effort to be the good soil, to let the Word of God sink deeper into our hearts and bear fruit. And at the same time, let us be sowers and sow the seed, even when we feel what they will not bear results. Go ahead and take a risk for the kingdom of God. May God bless us all.